as your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hi, I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Hey, this is Sean and Taco.
Harrison.
And Alex.
From Oak Ridge Ave, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah! We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right.
Yeah. Wax on, wax off.
Spit it out. You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You never heard of my knuckle puck?
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Ain't no rules to the dog can't play basketball.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh my. It's coming.
It's there.
Oh, it's coming. Wait for it. Where is it? Almost. Almost!
There it is.
Yes!
We gotta work on this timing.
Screeching in after 9 o'clock on
Screeching Weasley in.
That's right. Gotta get a sports report.
Oh, that's terrible.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
And still Vinny is in the booth. It's 9 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. And you know what that means?
It means I have to tell you something.
What? What?
Sports stuff, I guess.
Sports stuff.
But before we get to sports stuff, Chef Al has reached out.
Oh, no. He found us.
So who did we just hear?
We just heard in that last set, Cut Worms with Evil Twin, and before that, Dive.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I thought, I was off in the bathroom and wandering around, and Al has stated that Oak Ridge Ave is playing their farewell show this Friday at the Toucan.
Farewell show?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Maybe Al's just starting to crap news on so we can share it around. But anyways, apparently, so I thought he said we just played it, so that's what I was confirming. We played it earlier.
We played their promo actually. Right. Yeah.
Oh. Cool. Yeah, so sports. I don't want to talk about sports. The Leafs still suck.
Yeah.
You know, we're fighting for that. Top five draft pick. Montreal's doing great. Ottawa seems to figure out how to play hockey finally for now.
They're in the playoffs,
the playoff
right?
Start. And Major League Baseball kicks off today. For the first time, there is only one game on opening day. It's the Yankees and the Giants in San Fran.
Really?
So that'll be tonight. NHL playoffs are a few weeks away. And that's all I really care about because football or basketball is not a real sport.
So. That's fine. Hey, you know what? I've been watching more like blood sports on YouTube. MMA with swords. Have you seen this?
Where they're in full MMA suits with swords.
Yeah, they're in full suits of armor in a cage, and they're just bashing each other.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah.
There's the pig racing. That's always a lot of fun. The pot belly pig racing is not really a blood sport, but
what about and you still watch
marble
racing?
I was watching Marble League, the most recent Olympics. I was watching rewatching that the other night. Sumo wrestling is back in a big way.
Sumo's back.
Yeah, there's a lot of sumo wrestling going on right now, and roller derby. You know what I've been watching a lot of? Mexican wrestling. Goodness. Mexican wrestling.
I love that stuff.
It's brutal and hilarious and it's wonderful. I love it.
As far as games, so there's a channel, I have my TV subscription, and One of the channels on the sports package is TSN Ocho.
Ocho. The Ocho. That's where the dodgeball was
on. So if you look it up, it's always, it's random things. It'll be like the international card flipping championships, you know, or whatever. The most obscure sports. So I'll have to.
Like rolling a wheel of cheese down a hill.
Just the most random things that you'll ever see.
I love it.
It's pretty interesting, some of the stuff they get there.
Cool beans. Simone, what sports are you watching right now?
Well, I'm anticipating the fight between Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano.
Yeah.
It's coming up on Netflix. I'm not sure
in
what.
May. In May. Like beginning of May. Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
That's going to be fun. We should have a night because that's like a full night of like fisticuffs.
Fighting,
but Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano isn't
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to fight anybody. I know there's an art to it, but like, I want to watch a fight. I want to see like genuine classic boxing, like beat the crap out of each other. I don't want to see like wrestling and rolling around and twisting. Like all it takes is one bad move and your arm bar, and then it's over.
Too much twisting.
Yeah, no. Like I just want to see genuine pounding each other's face. Like that's warrior battles.
Amazing.
For me.
Oh, and most extreme elimination challenge I've been watching a lot of.
Who are you rooting for?
Who am I rooting for? Gina Carano. I'm excited for it because she's been out of the game for 17 years.
Okay.
She's just coming back just to try it.
And after what they did to her on Star Wars, I want to see her.
It's interesting. I think they both want kind of redemption for themselves. So I think
it's called a paycheck. they're doing this like, you want to make some money? Okay.
Yeah.
That'll still be fun, though.
Yeah.
Until those sporting events come up, though, this time of morning, we do like to talk about local events that are happening,
local
of course.
Local events.
Local. Wednesday.
What's going on locally?
Well, we've got some shows coming up. Tomorrow night at the Ale House is Ale-a-Palooza. It's the annual showcase of Queen's University rock bands. That happens once a year. It's always good to see what the students are up to in terms of like garage bands and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's at 8:30. Let me just find the information about pricing because it's still a bargain.
We should just tell everybody it's free.
It's $5.
It might as well be free.
Yeah, so it's at 8:30 doors, 9 o'clock. The music starts. Dutch Baby, Last Call, a few other goons. I hear Dutch Baby is very good.
Okay.
That'd be good to check out. And so that's going on tomorrow night.
You know, anytime we promote a local show, we should start a rumor that the admission must include non-perishable items for the food bank. So everybody shows up to this concert, it's got like cans and boxes of food. Great prank to pull.
Great prank, yeah.
But, you can imagine like the broom factory. what do we do with all these beans, man?
That's right. I heard a rumor that Dutch Baby band, they'll only play if they get 30 cans of Puritan beef stew. That's it.
So it's that's good. And what else we got going on? Nothing we got.
I got some stuff here.
We got, isn't there a new music festival that got kicked around?
Well, is it Reverb?
Reverb's coming up. But the one that they just got announced was the Road Trip Music Festival, but that's not till September.
Oh, that's so long away.
That's so long away, but I think tickets are on sale already. There's like student discounts I saw. But if for something a little more close to now, tonight. Today.
Do you know that's today?
Tonight is today. You're blowing my mind, man.
What do we got?
The Great Lakes Swimmers and Jim Bryson are playing at the Broom Factory. 7:30 start, doors at 7, $43.50 for tickets. But Great Lakes Swimmers and Jim Bryson are top notch.
Yeah?
That's pretty good. It's good that they're coming to town. It's good that they haven't forgotten about us. And also, Christopher Jackson is playing tonight at the Creekside Bar and Grill. That's a free show from 6 until 8. And the Gertrudes and Hollow Body are playing tonight at Hotel Wolf Island as part of their residency. You're gonna want to check that out. It might just be Hollow Body, but yeah.
And I would say that at the end of the day, if you were to pick one thing that you're going to be doing locally over the next, between now and next week's show, what are you most looking forward to doing?
Most looking forward to doing locally?
And don't say drinking in your basement.
Oh, no. You took the words right out of my mouth. I don't know. It seems like that's a loaded question. Do you have something I should be looking forward to?
I mean, not particularly, I was just curious because, like, I'm going to be bored, so I'm looking for things to do.
I want to go see that Ryan Gosling movie again. I saw that one on the weekend.
It was
really good. Yeah, of course. More on that on the next break. There is a special show on CFRC, if we can bring the mood down a little bit. Those who are big music fans in town would have known the late, great Winston Vinn. He was a young guy, only a couple years younger than me, passed away. I don't know the circumstances. I don't care. But he was just an awesome dude. I've known him for decades. trades. He'd be that guy that you'd go out to any of the shows, any of the bars, and he would just be there most of the time playing. He was a very good bass player and played in a lot of bands. So the social media has been very, like, it's been very upsetting.
So you know how great it is that, like, you think about it, a guy like him that can play in so many bands. You only play in so many bands because so many bands want you to play in your band.
Yeah, right? Like, you, it's not enough that you're just talented, but you have to be, like, a really good guy.
For all these people, like, yeah. Like,
so,
yeah, that's awesome.
So, station manager DJ Squared was just telling me that music producers and musicians have been sending her tracks and deep cuts. Awesome. And so tomorrow on CFRC at 10 a.m., they're doing a special that's all awesome. Winston. So, sad to see him go, and we can all listen to that together tomorrow on CFRC, the place to be. Anywho, we're going to bring things back up.
Let's go.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
That's right. We better get back to some tunes.
And I'm Vinny, and I want to dance. I want to move my feet
because
my legs are falling asleep.
Vinny wants to dance. We're going to play some Mono Whales with Really Want to Let You Down.
Oh, it's Mono Whales. I thought it was Mono Wallies.
Mono Wallies? I could be wrong. Either way, we'll find out.
You're not.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
The munchies for a California cheeseburger.
I'm What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
What did you see today?
Yeah, I saw a skeleton hanging his head on a tombstone in the cemetery. The sun was out. It was weird, I gotta say. What did you do today? I asked a skeleton. I said, hey, why are you banging your head in that way? On a tombstone in the cemetery. On such a lovely day. He said he climbed. Did you meet today?
I met a very special skeleton. He had a lot of curiosity about the living world.
But that's all that I will say today.
Turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
Now that song's over, don't know if you're really here to stay. Can we just go?
the first oh yeah.
I'll do the oh, you do the yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right on. Welcome back. This is CFRC, the place to be. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And it's 101.9. We're about half an hour past the 9 o'clock. And welcome back. Hope you guys are having a good morning.
They're only stuck with us for another 36 minutes or so.
Barely tolerable is what they call us.
That's my middle name.
We just heard from Peach Luff, or Peach Luff, L-U-F-F-E, Luff.
Loof.
Like a loofah?
I don't know.
Peach Loof with Better Off. That looked like a very good little lyric video.
Okay.
Playing on Toronto Island before all the jets land. Anyways, we heard from Bud in that last set with What's the Point of It If I'm Not Into It. We heard Rasputina with Skeleton Bang. We had 30 Second Turnoff with their classic Used to Be a Tiger. And we opened it up with Mono Wales and Really Want to Let You Down.
That's a great one.
Power set.
Mm.
We're here to get your Wednesday going.
Yeah.
What do we usually talk about right now, you guys?
So normally we talk about we talk about the screens, the wonderful worldwide world of nerd things.
Nerd culture.
And I think that as soon as I got in, like, it's very rare, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it's very rare for Jeff to start our interaction after going a few weeks without seeing each other or talking with his level of excitement at a 10 on a movie.
Oh, yeah.
And you came to me today.
Busting.
With, like, tears pouring down your face of joy. And I can see you're wearing your Ryan Gosling t-shirt.
You know it.
tell us about what you saw and why we should see it and why you want to go again.
I took the parents on Sunday to the multiplex to go see Project Hail Mary, directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the creators of Clone High, the Spider-Verse movies, 21 Jump Street. It's based on a book by the same author as The Martian, so it's similar in that it is a lone man in space. So basically, the plot, without giving too much away, is the sun is being eaten by these little microscopic, like, alien things that float through space, and they feed on the star, and all the stars in the galaxy are being eaten by these things, and no one knows why, except there's one 11.4 light years that way isn't being
that's
affected.
That's towards the door.
It's towards Belleville.
Okay.
So they send up a crew, including Ryan Gosling, to go to this planet and try and find out what happened.
But I don't understand. He's not an astronaut.
He's a teacher. He's never been to space.
So how? Why did they choose him?
I can't give that away.
Circumstances
happen and he has to go. And then when he gets there, he's on his own. And the only other thing that's there is another alien from another civilization doing the same thing. So the most of the movie is the two of them trying to learn how to communicate and solve problems. So the reason I like it is because it's like an intellectual sci-fi movie that doesn't dumb things down for the audience. Like, they don't think we're dumb. So
let me get this straight.
Yeah.
This is a movie about Ken from the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And an alien traitor. Am I right? He's a traitor alien. It's one of the aliens that's eating it that has given, like, is fighting.
It's
a different species of alien.
The same thing's happening to its planet, and they just coincidentally find themselves because they both thought of the same plan.
Okay.
But he's like a rock alien that doesn't, he speaks in, like, clicks, and he can't survive in our atmosphere, you know? He has a ball of argon he has to live in, to, like, and it's really, it's funny.
Good.
So it's like Interstellar, but funny.
And I kind of, said to me, like, somebody who has no idea what the story is or anything, to me it seems like Matthew McConaughey, and if you've seen Interstellar, and shame on you if you haven't, Tars, the robot in Tars.
Yeah.
It's like a spin-off of them going off to save the world.
It's very similar. And the design of the alien is very close to Tars as well, which is funny that you mentioned that. But I highly recommend it. I highly recommend seeing it on the big screen because visually it's very impressive. Made a boat ton of money, which is great because it's like, has the record for the biggest non-franchise opening in March.
Yeah, there was three of them, I guess. It was Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Maybe Barbie.
Yeah, something. Probably.
Yeah, but I like when original stuff like that is successful because then it paves the way for new things.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like originality.
Indeed.
What else have you watched? Anything really exciting? Because, I've been binge watching Sopranos episodes because I just don't have. There's so many things on TV. I've tried watching some shows that just are terrible, and like then I fall asleep. So it's hard for me to find something and stick to it.
You know who says that exact same thing?
Who's that?
Chance.
Chance knows just as well as I do.
He's a big Sopranos fan. Yeah. Anyways.
Other than that, I think I've watched. I'm still trying to chug along in the Marvel Universe and catch up to Spider-Man or whatever, because I know that there was a new Spider-Man trailer released this week.
Yeah, that's right. Spider-Man, what's it called? I can't remember what it's called.
Spider-Man.
Brand New Day. The trailer just launched on the other day, and it's 718.6 million views in its first 24 hours, making it the biggest trailer debut of all time.
Oh, goodness.
Everyone loves that Tom Holland. And I think
everybody just hits repeat. It's just servers, people just hitting buttons and hit repeat. That's all that is. Don't buy into the numbers.
We've got to analyze it frame by frame and find out what's going on. I'm excited for that, though.
That's good.
Yeah. Simone, you watching anything good at the moment?
No.
Cool.
Yeah.
Paradise.
Paradise.
Nice. Simone got me onto Marvel's Wonder Man, which is an excellent show.
Okay.
And it just got renewed for season two, which I'm pretty excited about. Mm-hmm. That's in the headlines today. Other headlines going on. Another superhero that isn't related to Marvel, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 70 years old. We talked to the last show about how he's coming back to do a Conan the Barbarian sequel.
Did you say Arnold is coming back?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't lie.
They're going to do an old Conan, story. And so he's apparently been in the gym, prepping, getting ready.
Good for him.
Yeah. Ooh,
good for him. Wow. We've got the birthdays.
Yes,
the celebrity birthdays today. We've got to say happy 61st birthday to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I saw something that said it was like a meme saying me realizing that people in 1996 were 29 are now 60.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
There it is.
Yeah. I think Julia Roberts is 62.
Totally. Yeah.
Lee Pace is 47.
Lee Pace is great. He's such an underrated actor. He's one of those guys that he's a great working actor, but he should be more famous because he's so freaking handsome.
But he's not.
Watch The Fall that Lee Pace was in. It is a spectacular film, directed by Tarsem Singh. Came out in 2008, 2010, somewhere around there. But it's chef's kiss.
It's great.
He was in Bodies, 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 the horror movie from a couple years ago with Pete Davidson, and he's very funny in that. Highly recommend.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Also, it's Jenny Slate's birthday. She turns 44 years young. What is her line from Parks and Rec all the time? Money, please, Daddy. Money. And Mikey Madison. Oscar winner.
27, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I think one of the most, I wouldn't say that, trendy comedians right now, Nate Bargatze is 47 years old.
Nice, right on. One last bit of headline before we get back to the tunes. Stephen Colbert, obviously, he's going to be leaving CBS pretty soon. I think May is when he's up. Right? I think. Anyways, when he's got a new job lined up, we all know that he's a big Lord of the Rings nerd, and we all know that Lord of the Rings is a machine that will never stop because it's a moneymaker. So he has been tapped to write a new Lord of the Rings script titled The Lord of the Rings Shadows of the Past.
Do you think he can do it?
I think so. He's quite whenever he nerds out about that on the show,
you feel it that he knows.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's a good screenwriter, I don't know. I mean, I know that he's a funny guy and he's written for a lot of great comedy shows in the past. Whether or not he can write a big tentpole action adventure movie, I mean, it might just be like a fantasy come true for him.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, it's one of those things where I've got low expectations, so we'll give it a whirl.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? It's a sequel set 14 years after the passing of Frodo, where Sam, Merry, and Pippin set out to retrace the first steps of their adventure, along with Sam's daughter, Eleanor. I don't know.
What a ridiculous name.
Sorry. Yeah, Frodo's dead.
Oh.
Frodo dead.
Yeah, Frodo, Bilbo, Gandalf,
Mi'kmaq,
and Eleanor.
Bill Mack, Glib Glab.
Is that Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yes, it is. She looked like a hobbit. That's right. She had hairy feet, too. Anyways, we'll get back to the tunes before we start making fun of more historical figures. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Vinny.
Thank you all for indulging us in our nerd segment. Coming up next, though, we've got Bon Enfant. What is that? I can't speak French.
Bon Enfant. I don't know. That's not French either.
Trompe l'eau.
That's it.
All right.
You said it, not me.
Simon is the French.
Where?
Simon.
Simon.
right here.
On CFRC 101.9
FM.
Poutine.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
thing I know, they're coming through the window. Hate to keep you waiting, I know times are hard. Now would you prefer a Visa or a MasterCard? Because
wash myself with a rag on a stick.
I'm Madden, you're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
yeah, yeah. All right.
Well done, Simone the Moan. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up, your cure for everything that ails you.
Yep.
I think it is, yeah.
I think so.
We just heard Joan Jett with Bad Reputation. That was a Bonnie song for Superfan Bonnie.
Superfan Bonnie, we love you, Bonnie. Happy birthday to you.
If you, dear listeners, want to request or come on or anything like that, I don't know, shoot us a message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm Jeff the Movie Nerd on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, send your message to Jeff.
Do it. Also in that set, we had Bucky with Dog Calendar. We also heard Amel and the Sniffers with Hurts. And before then, we opened up that last set with Fountains of Wayne and Strapped for Cash. As we all are. Mm-hmm. That just makes life more interesting.
Yeah, you got to be creative.
You scrape and struggle.
Yeah.
Fight your way through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want.
Overcome.
Like, I like money, but I don't know if I'd want to be uber rich when you see, like, the ultra rich.
Well, I would want to be rich, but have no one know.
That's a good one.
Not, you know what I mean? Just
rich, but not famous.
Yeah, not famous. Nobody needs to know.
Totally.
Yeah.
We need to, like, invent something and patent it.
Yeah. I know. What does the world need?
I don't know. Yeah. You let us know, people. Give us your $1 million idea and we'll steal it from you.
Yeah, more indie wake-up call with Simone the Moan and Jeff the Movie
Nerd.
That's what the world needs. Yeah. And Vinny the Thrill.
Of course. Special thanks to Vinny the Thrill for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And what else did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday? I mean, we knew Ryan Gosling is an undefeatable hunk, so that's nothing new.
And Spider-Man's coming around the corner. I'm really excited.
The nerds have been analyzing the trailer and that released, and they think that maybe Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield might be coming back. Because when you look at some of the frames, they're like, well, that looks like there could be a person there, and they just edited them out.
Is that what you call an Easter egg?
I would think so.
Easter egg is a little present,
a little hidden thing. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
You're becoming one of us, Simone.
Slowly but surely, I am.
Well, look, keep it locked and ready to rock, because CFRC's got just the best jams all day long. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing else. What else did we learn?
It's spring. Spring is coming.
It's coming.
It's coming around. Around the mountain.
That's right.
Yeah.
Geese are coming in. Got to keep your eye out for the golden squirrel. He's got to be coming back this year. We got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Got to prepare for summer. Get your cabana wear.
Get it all together.
Get down to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Get yourself some pizza.
Get
a meat pie. Get some seeds.
We're going to go on a cheese run.
Yeah, I'm going on a cheese run today.
Yeah, got to get that night cheese.
Yeah.
You know the cheese in the middle of the night.
You just bite
into it like 3 a.m.
Exactly.
And then go back to bed with cheese in your teeth.
There you go.
Awesome. It's 10 to 10. We're going to play ourselves out. We got some Japanese breakfast, and we're going to play some more Amel and the Sniffers, because why not? And then after that, we might play Ella Langley, because we really like that song. You know what? Let's play Ella Langley first.
Okay.
Why not?
Why not do that?
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
We're going to catch you guys next week.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Just when I can tell.
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. I can tell. Come on, baby. Oh, just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
My baby loves a port town and the shuffle, only cries on first. Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe. Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance.
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queens Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queens Swing Dance Club is always open to new members, and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Hi, I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovelies.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher.